Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. America became the land of the free because of the relative lack of government regulation and spending. This personal liberty encouraged people to create the world's most prosperous and benevolent nation in history. Expanding government regulations and spending, especially over the last century or so, have not only curtailed people's civil liberties, it has time after time after time reduced prosperity. To give just one recent example, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation just released their 2023 Long-Term Reliability Assessment Report. Among the details, it projects that the state of Michigan will have a 4.7 gigawatt electricity generating shortfall by the year 2028. That is being caused by the state governments forcing the shutdown of fossil fuel power plants without replacing this generating capacity. Yet, just last year, Michigan's legislature and Governor Whitmer enacted a law to force greater usage of electric vehicles in this state in the relatively near future. These conflicting edicts by Michigan state government cannot both be achieved. Ultimately, Michigan residents will lose prosperity, however this turns out. It is not a secret that the lack of government and maximum individual liberty are the reasons that encourage people to cooperate with each other to increase prosperity. So, why don't candidates for political office, as part of their policy platforms, go beyond advocating new government actions and spending? Why don't they also state the large amounts of government regulations and spending that they seek to cut? Even better, why don't they advocate spending cutbacks in amounts greater than any new spending they propose to add? Also, if you're a journalist, when you interview political candidates, why don't you ask them which government regulations they want to repeal and how much spending they are looking to eliminate? I'm not going to hold my breath waiting to hear candidates being asked these questions. Further, even if they are asked these questions, I don't expect to hear an honest, detailed reply. But if the public starts asking political candidates these questions over and over, we might get real answers and maybe even some action. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.